Hey everybody, it's John. I totally forgot I was going to record something for the Mac Stories Lounge this morning. I finished recording with Rob Lewis, my podcast roommate, and I was going to record, and then I went out and went for a run. So I'm back and a little tired, a little relaxed, which is good, and was working on something for the Club Mac Stories monthly log when it suddenly occurred to me that I had forgotten to record anything. So here I am. I just thought I'd mention that I've been kind of geeking out the last couple of days, getting ready for a summer of learning, really. I mean, I've got iOS 10 on my iPad Pro now, so I've got Swift Playgrounds, and I'm going to start playing with that today. Yesterday, I took a 500 gigabyte SSD that I bought on Amazon and installed Sierra on that and just started scratching the surface with that. One thing for those who hated how small the font size was on the Notes app, it is adjustable in the preferences now. You can set a default font size. There are, I think, five choices. And I think it was set at the second to smallest was the existing font size. And so now you can just bump it up to the middle or one above that. And you can, it's kind of strange that you can't do it exactly the size that you want. It's really just five choices, but it's much better. So got to spend some time playing with that. And then I went out and got an Apple TV for my basement, just so I wouldn't be watching WWDC session videos all summer in my family room, which I don't think my family would be too keen on. So we'd already gotten a developer unit back when those were issued. I guess I don't know what it was, last end of last summer, early fall. And so this was really the first Apple TV I've bought of this current generation. So I went out and got that at the Apple Store yesterday, and so I'm starting to watch session videos. It's going to be busy summer as a result between that and everything else that's going on, but just felt like geeking out a little bit, trying some new things, and getting ready for, I guess, you know, future articles and things on Mac Stories. So that's it for today. I'm going to get back to working on the club newsletter, and I will talk to everybody soon.